Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot me crowd of Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding. To Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Queens, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
I mean, it's a game night. Who doesn't love a little game night?
Love it.
I mean, come on. All right, before we get going, because we have an abbreviated show, I want to talk about Hard Rock Bet. Everyone's invited to the party. It doesn't matter who you are. Your name is on the list for Hard Rock Bet season-long celebration. Sign up today. Bet $5 on any game, maybe tonight. If it wins, you also score $150 in bonus bets. Dolphins tonight are up to 8-point underdogs. It's up to 8 right now, so people are not believing in Miami. They are believing in Baltimore, but you can get in on the action tonight on the Hard Rock Bet app. Maybe you're headed to Jacksonville Saturday. I don't even know if Crowder is for the big old football game, Florida and Georgia. How about you watch the action, go to the action, however you do it, make it count on the Hard Rock Bet app. Bet $5 on any college game. If it wins, you'll score $150 in bonus bets on top of your winnings. And of course, maybe you're more into the hardwood than the gridiron. Perhaps you've noticed I am wearing a Matas Buzelis hoodie. Well, if you had Boozy over last night, you cashed that thing in the first half. If you had Josh Giddy double-double last night, you cashed that ticket in the third quarter. I mean, it's easy money, kind of. And then don't forget, refer your friends to the Hard Rock Bet app. You'll both score a bonus bet up to $50. That's up to $50 for you, up to $50 for them. Bet together, win together on Hard Rock Bet. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. All right. We got a game tonight, and the line is up to 8. So I don't know if that leans you in one direction or another. But, you know, again, I feel like a broken record because I said it for the Atlanta game. I said, I don't see a path for the Dolphins to go into Atlanta and win. And I do still feel the same. I don't see a path for the Dolphins to hold court against Baltimore at Hard Rock tonight. I hope they do. But, man, I don't see it.
Yeah, one game is not going to offset me. We said it yesterday. If they beat the Ravens and then beat the Bills, I'll get back on board. But I think that was an aberration. I don't think they can stop Derrick Henry loading up the box because the receivers are too good. And Lamar Jackson, we keep talking about I kept talking about him coming back home. Lamar Jackson is trying to prove that he should still be in the MVP race. He hadn't played in a month. He's coming out to prove something, not just to us or to his family, which he'll have 1,000 in the crowd, but to the league. He's going to come back out and say, Yeah, don't forget about me, fellas. I can still ball. So I'm worried about Lamar and this offense.
We have a little get-together tonight at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. So me and Crowder will be out there. Josh Appel is going to be out there with us. We're having a little get-together, watch a little Thursday night football, eat some Maryland-style crab cakes, maybe catch a few minutes of Heat and Spurs tonight. That'll be on some of the TVs. I mean, we got action tonight. So coming out to Funky Buddha. Did you remember? Are you going to bring your Crowder powder samples for anyone who wants one?
Yes, I got a million koozies and probably about.
Oh, that's right, koozies, samples. Not samples. The koozies.
I got some samples, but limited samples. Koozies galore.
All right, come get your koozie. Nothing better. You buy a little sixer at Funky Buddha. Bring home a koozie. I mean, your weekend is practically set. You don't even need a koozie to keep the can cool. The weather's so nice out. Practically frozen if you leave the can outside. We have a lot to get to. I am riding with the Tua rushing over. That's the only bet I've put in so far. Tua rushing over 2.5. I decided they're not going to have as much success as they did against Atlanta for whatever reason. And Tua, he wants to keep up with Lamar Jackson. He wants to show like, hey, Lamar can scramble. I can scramble. I may have said Josh Allen can do things I can't do. I'm going to show you wrong. And so I think Tua's got a couple scrambles up his sleeve tonight.
A couple scrambles, but he's better not be looking across at Lamar Jackson saying, let's go. That's not
a good idea. Hey, like, you know, I don't want to go blow for blow, but, you know, don't sleep on me extending a play. It's not just Lamar. Who can do
it's
that?
It's funny. I got Lamar, 34.5 a couple days ago. Yeah. I believe more in that than Tua at 2.5.
Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Gino Toretta is going to join us today. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us today. So we'll talk some Canes football. Will get ready for Dolphins football. Game Day Uncensored will begin at 4 p.m. this afternoon with Solana, Josh Appel, Omar Kelly, and Chris Perkins. We've got another pair of Heat tickets to give away today as well. I'll give you a quick fantasy football report. These are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. Our friend Jamie Eisenberg at CBSSports.com has Tua as a QB to sit in fantasy football this week. He writes, Tua is another quarterback this week where I like him, but I don't expect him to have a big performance against Baltimore. He had just 32.2 fantasy points at Atlanta, but prior to that, he scored fewer than 10 fantasy points in each of his past 2 games against the Chargers and the Browns. The Ravens have held their past 2 opposing quarterbacks to fewer than 12 fantasy points in each game against Matthew Stafford week 6, Caleb Williams in week 8, and Jamie Eisenberg writes, I expect Tua to score fewer than 20 fantasy points in this game. But I will tell you, Jamie Eisenberg has Jalen Waddle as a wide receiver to start And he says, I was skeptical of Waddle performing at a high level in week 8 at Atlanta, and he proved me wrong with 5 catches for 99 yards and a touchdown on 6 targets. He now has scored at least 15.8 PPR points in 3 of his past 4 games since Tyreek was injured. And Waddle should have the chance for another solid outing in week 9 against Baltimore. The Ravens have allowed 6 receivers to score at least 16 PPR points this season, including 3 in their past 3 games. Waddle should add to that total Thursday night in the showdown at home. Well, there you go. Sit to a believe, start Jalen.
Yeah. And the over-under was 51. So I'm with that. I think they have to get into the 20s. I think it's a race to 30. So the Ravens are going to score, and Tua has to come back. Jalen Waddle should have some burn. If Tua limits his turnovers, I think it'll be a close game late if he's not throwing interceptions.
And watch his rushing yards. Dude's going to scramble tonight. I'm just feeling it. Got to keep up with the Joneses.
His legs aren't winning the game, Hawk.
Let's do headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Better chance at happening. Tua has more rush yards than Lamar Jackson or Matas Buzelis, wins MVP of the NBA this season.
Well, let's not get crazy. I didn't say that Tua was going to have more rushing yards. Buzelis, I'm down with. Uzi looked good last night, man. That Bulls team is 4-0.
I think Lamar could broad jump further than Tua will run tonight.
Can definitely broad jump more than you. We saw you trying to jump over a creek.
Old tugboat.
Hey, man. It was a floating dock. I had no leverage.
Hawk, I'm surprised you read a fantasy football report there courtesy of Tito's, and you didn't mention anybody's crutch coming into today. That's crazy.
Tyrone Tracy.
Is that your crutch? I forgot.
Yeah, that's my crutch.
That's your crutch. All right. The Heat do play tonight as well. They play the Spurs at 8:30. Just a quick injury update. Niko Jovic looks like he's going to play. He's probable. Norman Powell is still doubtful for tonight's game.
Hey, tell me about this NBA young boy. Guy likes the smoke. What's going on there? Ira Winderman tweeted out that 2 arenas in a row now smell a certain scent after an NBA Youngboy concert. And apparently he played in San Antonio last night, and they were trying to fumigate the arena today. I guess there's a concern of a contact high, if you will. Tell me about this NBA Youngboy.
It's lavender. He's a big fan of lavender. So everybody
like
brings
Kyrie
lavender.
With the
sage.
Yeah.
They're just blessing. They're blessing the arena. I'm amazed how they get it out of the Amarant after those concerts, because it's wild in there. I don't know. They have a great fumigator system or whatever it is.
Yeah, it depends on the system. You know, the San Antonio system is all screwed up. Remember, the air conditioner broke when the Heat were there.
You can't pump air in. You can't get weed out.
Back in the finals. Oh, sure you can. I got a little spray can back at home from my college days of that ozone spray. That place will be smelling brand new in 10 minutes.
One can of ozone.
I don't even know what weed smells like, man. Is it still bad?
Does weed, like, people smoke weed still? You don't just use these vapes?
Yeah, no, everybody's walking in there with like a Benjamin Button or a Penn and Jerry's. Some might call it a King Penry. You know, you just got to have the Benjamin on deck all day.
So it's all about the Benjamins?
Speaking of reefer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Hey Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
No, but I'm being honest. Does weed still smell like weed? I thought it didn't smell anymore.
Nah, yeah. People still show up to concerts.
Yeah.
They roll up. What do they call those? The cigarillos crowd? I don't even know. I know what the kids
Blunt,
are doing
joints.
Nowadays.
Yeah, it's really, it's funny to say, it's generational. It's like it's the new age. The young kids do the pen stuff, but if you've been smoking weed for 30 years, you're not getting a pen.
But you can smoke weed from a pen, and that doesn't smell.
It does. It doesn't smell as strong as a joint. I've heard. I don't even know what weed smells like.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't smell as strong as a blunt or joint, but you can still smell weed. Mm-hmm. I heard. Yeah.
Hawk, you're never broke again, though, which is good news for you. I heard you got a little right foot creep in you, too. There's like one 17-year-old listening that I think
appreciated I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's NBA YoungBoy lines. I don't know what that is.
I mean, these Spurs will shut off the ACs. Now they're trying to get the Heat secondhand high. They'll do anything to get the upper hand on Miami. Crazy.
They got somebody that's about 7'6" tonight to get the upper hand on them, too.
The Blue Jays beat the Dodgers.
High.
will he get more secondhand because he's higher than everybody else?
Right. Does it float upwards?
Yeah, it does.
The Blue Jays beat the Dodgers 6-1. This is crazy, man. In three pitches to start the game, top of the first, two ding-dongs for the Jays. That was pretty much it. That was over.
NBA YoungBoy can use NBA in his name?
It's acronym.
What's it for?
Never broke again.
But it's still, the NBA is an acronym.
Look up what YN means.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's a whole gang of guys. I'll
like
text
NWA?
You.
NWA?
I'll text you.
Because I remember back in the 80s, so in the 80s, Uncle Luke was Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
When I was going to college, Uncle Luke from Two Live Crew, his name was Luke Skywalker. And Star Wars, George Lucas sued him. And he spelled it with two Y's, by the way, S-K-Y-Y. It was Luke Skywalker. And they sued him. They said, you can't use that name. That's our name. You can't be Luke Skywalker. And so he became Luke. He was just Luke, and people have called him Uncle Luke for decades now. But he was Luke Skywalker, and they sued him, and he had to stop using it. You're telling me the NBA allows NBA young boy to go out there and use their name? Remember, the WWE used to be the WWF. The World Wildlife Fund sued them. That's why they became the WWE.
That's why they changed the name?
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. Oh, my God. I don't think they care.
Hmm.
What if his real name was Nathaniel, you know, Bartman Anglesis?
That doesn't matter. I could name my son Sega Genesis. It doesn't mean that I can use their name.
I think it is. It's a pronoun.
Well, I don't think so.
That's a good question. What if you were to name your son Sega Genesis? He can't use his own name if he became a musician?
I don't know.
He could. It's like Taco Tuesday. You can't trademark Taco Tuesday.
He lost. Tried.
I know he'd lose, so Sega Genesis. Little
no, because I think
Genesis
someone already
Hawkman.
Owned it. I think Taco Tuesday was already owned.
Sega Genesis Hawkman will win the case against Sega.
Not so certain.
Who can Jimmy call to find out about this?
Well, call NBA Youngboy. Who's got his number?
Don't look at me. Why everybody look at me?
Well, at least ask your Kinect, Crowder. I'm sure he does. Hey,
I think he hangs out with Floyd Mayweather or something.
Really?
I call money. Yeah, I call money.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to call him. He'll never pick up.
Before we end headlines here, I know we're up against it, but I think, and I know every show has done this, but I think it would be right to celebrate Brad Marchand, who did one of the coolest things over the past, 48 hours. So he was away from the team Tuesday night. We know he missed the game, and we found out he was filling in as a guest coach last night for the under-18 March and Milk Company Hunters in his hometown up in Nova Scotia in place of his friend J.P. McCallum. Marchie is a co-owner of a team, but they had a tragedy. They lost their 10-year-old daughter, I believe, and Marchie went up there in support of his friends and his family after that tragedy. And was on the sideline yesterday. Did a raffle, autographed Marchie jersey. Really cool story, man.
Brad Marchand's a good dude. Anyone, even the people who played him for years when he was in Boston, off the ice, that dude's a quality dude. And now we've been privy to it over the last half a season and then half a season. Well, I shouldn't say half a season. Beginning of the next season.
Yeah. Panthers play Saturday. The other Panthers, FIU, lost to Missouri State. I hope you didn't bet the mortgage on them.
Did? No, I didn't. I totally forgot. I forgot they played. They lost
28-21.
An FCS team?
Well, they're not an FCS team. They're a Conference USA school, but it's their first year as an FBS team. And yes, Missouri State, the Bears covered yesterday.
Wow. What was the final score?
28-21.
Woo.
Talking about the Panthers and the Panthers, crazy interaction at Publix last night. I'm checking out. My son's with me. Went to get some meat for dinner. George Richards tapped me on the shoulder. The guy that covers the Panthers.
No chance you recognized him.
I knew. What's up, George? What you doing? Hey, I was over there doing some day drinking. Now I'm about to go watch FIU get their ass whooped. That was our whole conversation.
Way to put him on blast.
That, of course,
allegedly.
Proud.
Yeah, allegedly, come on.
That, of course, proud FIU broadcaster, George Richards.
Never mind. That wasn't George. That was Jane Richards.
Big man, boy. You're a snitch. Who would you see at the NBA Youngboy concert?
Gilbert Arenas.
Crowder slammed Tua for two whole weeks, and the first opportunity he gets a snitch on somebody, he took it.
Thought it was a good interaction. I laughed. I love George.
All right. Anything else?
Tonight, Dolphins, Ravens, as Hawk mentioned, 8:15. Your weather in South Florida right now, it's about like low 80s, but it's beautiful outside. Some might say perfect weather to pull out the old Benjamin Franklin. That's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Good weather for your Matas Buzelis hoodie. So I'm talking about 27 last night. How about that?
They sold one of those.
Gino Toretta usually joins us on Thursdays around 2:30, but he is going to be in the 3 o'clock hour. We had to juggle a little bit. So Don Bailey Jr. joins us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story, it's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Our friend Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Don Bailey Jr. is the radio analyst for the Hurricanes broadcast here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Pregame Saturday starts at 8 a.m. Danny Rabinowitz and Brian Monroe. Joe Z and DBJ will have the call Saturday beginning at noon here on this radio station. We have a short segment today, DBJ, so I'm going to jump right into it. Were you nervous in the first half of the Stanford game last week, or did you kind of feel like, oh, they'll get it straightened out, which they did in the second half?
They'll get it straightened out. I was not nervous, no. Well, I wasn't nervous against Louisville either. I thought Miami was going to win that football game at some point.
Were you frustrated?
Also,
let me rephrase the question. Were you frustrated in the first half?
No, not at all. No. Because I listen, Huck, I realize that everybody's got NIL. Everybody's got scholarships. Everybody's got pretty darn, at least a few darn good athletes. And I'd seen Stanford play, and I know they were well coached. And heck, they had just come off a victory over Florida State, and they, you know, they held up against Florida State, which is a talented team. The record really is not sure, but they got a lot of great athletes there. So, you know, there's no cakewalks, in my opinion. So I'm not looking for a walk in the park in any of these conference games or really anything other that's in your same division.
And DBJ, talking about that, I heard you and Joe on with Cristobal the other day, and you were talking about how the run game is it wears on you. So would you almost say, even talking about Louisville game with them jumping up by 14, it's not very advantageous to the Miami approach of pounding the ball, play-action type games, where would you tell fans to, like, take it easy on the early game, close games, because it's almost a style of play where you wear them down and you'll get that big lead late?
Well, it is a style of play in Miami, and I'm glad to be talking about this with you because you're on the other side of the street. You're the guy that is getting leaned on, or at least they're trying to lean on. And it is a style of play, and Miami has recruited to that style of play. They've got an offensive line that's been labeled, and I agree with, one of the best in the country. They're also one of the biggest, and they're powerful, and they're athletic for their size, and they've been handpicked throughout the country to come in here and run this style of offense. And they do a very, very good job at it. And that's what happens. I mean, you just keep pounded and pounded and pounded, and eventually the dam breaks. And I think that's what you're starting to see, or at least that's what I see. And so I'm really not worried about it, because I saw it in the Louisville game where they kept going at it and they ended up coming back. And the other thing that, and Channing, you can, you know, I'd like your thoughts on it. The other thing is, all of the outside screens and all those outside plays, that's really a part of today's run game. You know, there's not very many toss sweeps anymore. You know, everything now is really pushed to the outside, and the backs have the ability to cut back, and they do a good job of it. So I'm not worried about it at all.
And 100% DBJ, and then Solano, you got something, but now I'm a 350-pound D-tackle. I'm getting leaned on by 600 pounds. Now I got to run out to the hash to try to chase this screen and then get leaned on again. That is exhausting as hell for a guy that size.
No, and you know what's funny? It is explained almost exactly how you did it. And they've got, let's just say it's the right side. You've got Maui Noah, it's 330, and you've got Inez Cooper. Let's give him a good day on the scale at 330. They got 660. They got 660 on a 315. Eventually, it gets tight. Eventually, somebody's going to break. And that's the concept of it. And that's exactly the math that they use in the conversation that's had. So I was, when Coach Cristobal came in, he started recruiting to that mold. And now I see it. And let's take a step back. Mark Fletcher's 220 downhill. And believe me, those guys lean on you, then he starts pounding you, and then Marty Brown's a powerful guy. They are built for this style. They're not about finessing you. That doesn't mean that Malachi Toney can't make a big play, and that doesn't mean that Daniels can't make a big play. But it means that they are going to wear you out. That's the mentality.
DBJ, I know we're going to get into the matchup against SMU, but overall, as you watch the ACC, I know a lot of teams have turned some heads, Georgia Tech, Virginia. Are you happy about how the ACC has been able to compete this season? I mean, theoretically, we're kind of scoreboard watching now every week in terms of how the Canes stack up in terms of record to make that ACC title. But I think the ACC overall has really exceeded expectations this year.
I agree with you. I really do. I think that nobody thought Miami was going to get through September undefeated. I think that nobody thought Virginia in the conference going into November would not have a conference loss. Now, they did lose to NC State. Quote, unquote, it wasn't a conference game. So that's kind of, you know, it's a loophole to me. But nobody thought that was the case. I'm not sure anybody would admit, even the people in Atlanta, that they thought Georgia Tech would be undefeated. But I think there's other spots around college football. You know, look at Vanderbilt. look where Vanderbilt's at. Look what Indiana's done the last 2 years. I think there's just a wave now with the NIL and how things are being done in college football. You literally can go out and secure a certain amount of victories if you manage your roster in a positive way and financially.
Real quick, because Alana said we'll look at it, tell us what concerns you about SMU.
You're facing an offense that's very similar to what you saw at Florida State. Gus Rhett Lashley is a Gus Malzahn disciple, played quarterback for him, was raised by him. I'm very familiar with Rhett Lashley and the offense that he ran when he was here. And it's a high octane offense. It produces points. It creates problems throughout the full 60 minutes. And the quarterback that they have runs this thing perfect. He was molded for it. They've got a defense. They've got two big, big, strong defensive tackles, which there's going to be some, you know, collisions in that game. And they're a good football team and they're not used to losing. That's the other thing. They last year they won 11 games. They went to the ACC championship game and to the playoffs. Were in the playoffs last year, excuse me, and they're winning football games. So Miami's going to have to play as good a game as they've played all year. They've got to deal with an offense that's going to be very challenging and a defense that's taken the football away 20 times. So, you know, there's a recipe there for you if you give it to them. If Carson Beck throws the interceptions, then there's going to be a problem. If the defense isn't on the same page, they can create problems.
You can hear the game here on Saturday. Pre-game begins at 8 a.m. Game action at noon. Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call with Joe Zgacki and Josh Darrow on the sidelines. So you did a great job working lines into the Stanford game. We love the Good Burger line. 6-7 you did. Joe Z created some sort of line. Hot, what was it? Hot
dog, holly, golly.
What was it? Hot dog what?
Holly golly.
Holly golly. What was that? Yeah. What was he talking about?
I'm not sure. I think he explained it that he and Cheryl were watching a program and somebody used that line on the program. I had not heard that before, but it fit. It worked. It worked great.
It sure did. That was a hot dog holly golly moment.
Yes, it was. Yes, see?
All right, here's what we've got for you for Saturday against SMU. We picked three good lines. One of them we've given you. This will be the fourth week in a row. I don't know why you're avoiding. We'll get to it. So, you know the Sopranos, of course, and you're familiar with the Italian deli meat, gabagool?
I don't eat meat, so I damn sure don't know what gabagool is. So I've
never had a gabagool sandwich.
I've never had one, my man. Never.
Oh my God! I mean, what's better than a gabagool and mustard? What's that?
How do you say it?
Gabagool. G O O L.
Okay.
Gabagool. Well. I think it's a very regional term for like capicola or something like that, because nobody uses gabagool except like. Northern Jersey mobsters. So what happened with this clip, Solana? This is going viral because DJ had sent this to me and I thought it was just because he stumbled across it and I love saying gabagool all the time. This is something that's actually going viral?
Yeah, this song, this remix of the Sopranos open with a gabagool reference is just going mega viral right now, and the Sopranos is as popular as ever, Hawk.
All right, so here is part of the lines. Again, it's the Sopranos music, but the you know the Sopranos, right? Woke up this morning, got myself a gun. You remember the theme song?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. What if you changed it to woke up this morning, got some gabagool, which is what this song does. Play this, Jimmy.
Woke up this morning, got some gabagool. And then I woke up the next day and got some gabagool.
Woke up this morning, got some gabagool. Then I woke up the next day and got some gabagool. And by the way, the entire song does that. But that's all we're giving you. Woke up this morning, got some gabagool. We should save this for like the Rutgers game. Do they play Rutgers?
No.
Woke up this morning, got some gabagool. Then I woke up the next day and got some gabagool.
This is going to challenge Joe with his hot dog line, this thing here you're doing, huh?
All right, well, see if you can work it in. You're familiar with the Harry Chapin song, Cats in the Cradle?
Of course.
Yeah, great song. Jimmy inexplicably played it yesterday because it was National Cat Day. I don't think he realized that it was more about fatherhood and a very sad song. But regardless, we enjoy the song. And so here's the lines that we want you to work into Saturday's broadcast.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon.
Hey, listen, for cat day, I'm a cat guy. I got a couple cats at the house. I'm going to get anything in for cat day. I'm going to get anything in for cat day.
Sounds good. And then finally, if you don't do this song on Saturday, I'm going to fight you.
I'm doing it first.
All right, play it, Jimmy.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Do the damn line Saturday, DJ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I cannot wait to hear you say, woke up this morning, got some gabagool. I woke up the next day and got some gabagool.
Right. Oh,
Don Bailey Jr., you're in the need for flooring. Go to Don Bailey Flooring. We love you, DBJ. Have a good broadcast on Saturday.
All right, guys. See you later.
There you go. Those are three quality lines that we just gave him. Those are three quality lines. All right, we're going to have 1 hour left on today's show, and then we'll hand it off for Game Day Uncensored. Get you ready for Miami and Baltimore. Gino Toretta is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour, so do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.